Death of a Snob by M.C. Beaton.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
For Jim and Barbara Hendry of Golspie, Sutherland. Chapter 1. Heap on more wood, the wind is chill, but let it whistle as it will, we'll keep our Christmas merry still. Sir Walter Scott. Police Constable Hamish Macbeth was a desperate man, ill, friendless, and, at the approach to Christmas, near to death. Or so he told himself. The start of the misery had been the beginning of a Scottish winter which seemed hell-bent on proving any scientist believing in the greenhouse effect a fool. Like many others in the village of Loch Doo on the west coast of Sutherland, Hamish had contracted a severe cold with all its attendant miseries of boiling head, running nose, aching joints, and monumental self-pity. Although he had not phoned anyone to tell of his misery, nevertheless, like all people in the grip of self-pity, he expected his friends to have telepathic powers. The only bright spark in all the gloom was that he was going home for Christmas. His parents had moved to a croft house and land near Roggott. He would soon be there with his mother to fuss over him. He was hunched up in his bed. He was hungry and thirsty, but could not be bothered getting up to get himself anything. His dog, Towser, a yellowish mongrel, lay stretched out at the end of his bed.